各位听众朋友，大家好，很高兴在空中跟大家见面了。我是赖世雄，今天给大家介绍这个单元是
Unit 95. Hi, I'm Karen, and I have a question for Peter.
好，有个问题要问我，放马过来，什么样的问题呀？
Should I ask Sarah to the party?
哦，原来是不是要替我呢请着 Sarah 来参加这个 party 呢？那我就说 Karen, you only.Nobody else.
哈哈，
这个宴会上只有人两个人的宴会啊。
What kind of party is that?
Well, I'm not going to tell you. You'll find out about it later.
Back to our question, Peter.
好。
The question is, should I ask Sarah to the party? Should I ask Sarah to the party? I would if I were you. I would if I were you.
这个人就比较大方了，对不对啊 ？Should I ask Sarah to the party? 我是不是应当邀请呢？这个 ask 这边其实就等于有一个很棒的字 invite。我们在注解里头有特别提到这个字，它的拼法已经看到了 invite。所以把 invite 带进去，这句话就这么说
：Should I invite Sarah to the party?
我是不是应当邀请 Sarah 来参加这个 party 呢？当然我刚才开玩笑，不可以，只有你一个就够了。Sarah 来干什么？破坏他当电灯泡，对不对？我不要他这样。好了，可这个男的就很客气，他说了这句话。
I would if I were you. I would if I were you.
他用了虚拟语气啊，虚拟语气就是说 ，If I were you， 如果我是你。事实上我不可能是你，所以他的这个 if I am you 这个 am 呢就要改用了过去时，而且不管你的主语 I 或者是 they 或者是you 或者是 she 等等，一定用 were 这个 be 动词，它是规定的 if I were you 如果我是你的话 I would 我就会这样做。那个接下来这个助词 would 也是跟着要用过去时，以便跟后头这个 if 这个状语里面的这个 were 啊，这个可以看清楚呢。were 状语从句里的这个 were 时态跟这个 would 是一致的，都要用过去时，所以变成 if I were you, I would ask her 或者 Sarah to the party。所以整个对话我们再来一遍好吗
？Should I ask?Sarah to the party? I would if I were you.
我们通常也会这样说，如果你是我的话，你会怎么做呢？这句话的英文也可以用虚拟语气。
What would you do if you were me?
再来一遍。
What would you do if you were me?
If you were me, 不可以说 if you are me, 那是不可能的事情。
没错。
所以我们与实际现在的这种情况相反，就用了虚拟语气。If you were me, what would you do? 不可以说 what can you do, 或是 what will you do? 记住那个助词也要用 would, 过去时是规定的。好了，在这儿呢，我们再把有一些时间把这个对话再来一遍。
Should I ask Sarah to the party? I would if I were you.
我们这边解说里的一个例子 ，ask somebody to do something， 他说我想邀比尔去参加婚礼，怎么说呢
？I'd like to ask Bill to the wedding. I'd like to ask Bill.To the wedding.
Wedding 就是婚礼，我们讲的洞房啊，花烛夜，你做了些什么事情啊？What did you do on the wedding night? 我们常常就可以这样子说。
None of your business.
那是关你什么事情 ？None of your business. 就是 business 前面加个 none，N-O-N-E， 关你个什么事
？Right.
好，我们下次同一时间再会。
That's all for today. Bye bye.